Boomerang Migrants Given Asylum in UK Despite Being Deported Previously. By Kurt Zindelka on September 20, 2020. At least 50 boomerang migrants have been granted asylum in Britain, despite having been previously rejected as fraudulent and deported. The number of known boomerang migrants is more than double the figure for 2018, when 19 migrants were given asylum after being removed and coming back again. According to the Home Office, the migrants who returned after being removed came from Somalia, Uganda, Iraq, Bangladesh, China, Pakistan, and Ethiopia, The Sun reported. Many of the asylum seekers are believed to have gamed the system by filing new asylum claims shortly after their initial requests were rejected. In response to the growing illegal immigration problem, Conservative MP Peter Bone said, "The migrants seem to be gaming the system to eventually get the result they want. Ministers should consider new rules which forbid those who have made a failed attempt from coming back," Bone suggested. The Home Office claimed that the reason why the migrants were given asylum is a result of a ruling from the European Union, which still has jurisdiction over the United Kingdom's asylum laws until the end of the year when the Brexit transition period concludes. "At the end of the year, we'll no longer be bound by this EU regulation," a Home Office spokesman claimed, adding, "We will negotiate our own agreements with international partners to make it easier to remove those with no right to remain in the UK and stop them from returning." The Boris Johnson administration has done nothing to change non-EU laws used by judges to prevent deportations despite its large parliamentary majority up to now, however. So far this year, some 6,300 illegal aliens have reached British shores by crossing the English Channel from France in small boats, more than triple the 1,890 that were recorded for the whole of 2019. The true number of illegal boat migrants is likely to be much higher in reality, however, as the Home Office refuses to publish figures of supposed child migrants, and the numbers only reflect those detected by the British Border Force. Between January of last year and August, the British government only successfully deported 2.6% of the illegal migrants who came by boat, with none of the migrants being turned back with and very few being turned back by the French. Many illegal migrants do not arrive by boat, of course, stowing away in ferries or on vehicles travelling through the Channel Tunnel, or coming on legitimate but temporary visas and never leaving. The Home Office has often been stymied in its attempts to deport illegals by pro-migrant activist lawyers who in August successfully blocked the deportation of every single migrant on a planned flight to Spain. Last week, one migrant deportation plane was able to fly out of the UK. However, another flight carrying 18 illegal aliens was halted with a last-minute legal challenge. According to The Telegraph, Home Secretary Priti Patel is planning weekly deportation flights to Italy, Germany, and France in order to remove some 1,000 illegal migrants by the end of the year. Yet the 1,000 migrant goal pales in comparison to the overall number of illegal migrants who have already arrived via boat alone. According to an analysis conducted by Pew Research in 2019, the number of illegal migrants in the United Kingdom could be as high as 1.2 million. The National Audit Office, NAO, admitted in June that the Home Office has no idea how many illegal aliens are residing in Britain. Follow Kurt Zindelka on Twitter here, @KurtZindelka.